can eat most all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat the heart. You can eat the brain. You can eat the liver.
Mm-hmm.
You can even eat the lungs.
Are they called anything special?
Lights.
Uh-huh.
You cook your liver and your lights in your heart. And some people even put kidney in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used to put into it what they call some leaf fat, which was the fat, lacy fat that held the intestines together in a hole. And this gave it the grease and a little different flavor from the regular fat of the hog.
You cook all those together?
Cook all that together in what they call a hog hashlet.
Huh.
And
how would you eat it then?
Eat it with, most time you'd cook rice. Mm-hmm. Put it over rice, or you eat it with baked sweet potatoes.
Hmm.
Or you could eat it most anyway that way.
Mm-hmm.
Eat it with biscuits or bread.
What about something you can make out of intestines?
You have the chitlins, mm-hmm. we call them. That's what my wife wanted me to ask you a while ago, if you'd ever heard of chitlins.
I've heard of them, but I've never tasted them.
You haven't?
Are they good?
Yes, I think so. You clean them real good,
mm-hmm.
and then you boil them, and pour this water off of them,
mm-hmm.
take them out. Then some people, as they go to fry them, they cut them up in little pieces. Some will dip a little flour on them,
mm-hmm.
and fry them in deep fat. Some will use a little cornmeal on them and fry them in deep fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked them myself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was reared up to eat them, and that's the reason that I do.
Uh-huh.
Then we have the stomach of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a punch.
Mm-hmm.
P-O-U-N-C-H. Punch is what it really should be.
Mm-hmm.
But most people call it punch.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to my notion, is one of the more delicious parts of the chitlins, as we call them.
Mm-hmm.
And now in the beef, it's called a tripe.
Mm-hmm.
And some people call it a pork tripe, but most of them call it the paunch.
The paunch is part of the chitlins?
It's the stomach part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you talk about chitlins, how many parts do you mean?
That means, as a general rule, it means the whole digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
The paunch, the intestines, the large and small intestines.
Mm-hmm. And they can all be cooked and...
And they'll be cooked and eaten.
What about something you make with the meat from the hog's head?
Hog head cheese.
Okay. Do you ever hear of anything called scrapple or pawn hog?
There is another name for that hog head cheese, too.
What's that?
Souse.
Uh-huh.
That's most time that's what you hear around mm-hmm. this part of the country. Hog head souse.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a different kind of a dish? You could take the juice from the head cheese and some cornmeal or something and cook it. And anyway, make something called scrapple or pawnhoss. Did you ever hear that?
Never heard of it.
What about something they make with the hog's liver?
Well, that is what I was speaking of a while ago with the hog hashlet.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that was included in the hashlet.
Uh-huh.
Well, then you can have just fried.
Mm-hmm. What about the blood?
We never used the blood.
Did you ever hear of people using the blood?
Yes, I've heard of people making blood pudding.
Mm-hmm.
But we never used it.
And to get the impurities out of milk, the first thing you do after milking is you have to...
You strain it.
And, if you're talking about horses and mules and cows and so forth, say if they were getting hungry, you say you had to go feed them. Go feed the what?
The stock, go feed the horses, or go feed the cows.
Uh-huh. What if you're talking... talking about, say, chickens and turkeys and geese. You'd say you had to go feed
them. Feed the chicken. Generally, it winds up as chickens. If you was more or less interested in turkeys, you'd say, well, I got to go feed the turkeys.
Feeds us up for the school.
Say, if you had to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say it was...
It's time to feed up.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call that fodder time or feeding time?
Feeding time, yes.
Okay. And